Welcome to our Sunday of Passion Worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownstown, Minnesota. March 24, 2024, this is Pastor Orlando. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the author of
Our Austin Summer reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9 through 12. And the epistle reading is taken from the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. And our gospel reading is the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 12 through 19. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you send your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
Blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the sixth Sunday in Lent, known as Palm Sunday by some and Sunday of the Passion by others. First, we begin with prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, who has sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, so that all mankind may follow the example of his great humility, mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we're close to the end of the season of Lent, being in Holy Week. Through Jesus Christ, God's Son, he worked out his plan for our salvation, and that plan culminates this Sunday, Easter, when we celebrate Christ's resurrection from the dead. It's necessary that we hear the scriptures clearly throughout this week, Holy Week, because they assure us that God himself made this sacrifice for us through his Son, because he loves us and he wants to save us. So, keeping this in mind, we listen attentively to our lesson today from Palm Sunday, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thus far the reading. These words are poetry, both in form and in content. This and the fact that a number of the expressions used do not occur elsewhere in Paul's writings make it likely that he is quoting an early Christian hymn, which both the Philippians and Paul knew and sang at worship. The successive stanzas kind of go like this. There's an adoration of Christ in his pre-existence with God as God, that's verse 6, in Christ's humiliation unto death, that's verses 7 to 8, and in his exaltation and final glory, when at his coming the whole universe will do obeisance before him, that's verses 9 to 11. In order to do proper obeisance before him, we need to know his name. A name that was, as Paul says, bestowed on him, the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. That word name tells us not only who he is, to distinguish him from others, but what he is, his significance for others. The name is, in verse 11, Lord. And it is Lord in the fullest and completest sense of that word. For the New Testament, no other title so sums up the significance of Jesus Christ as Lord. Again, Paul says, the name above every name. That reference doubtless is to the office or rank conferred on Jesus, his glorious position, not his proper name necessarily. God's design is that all people everywhere should worship and serve Jesus as Lord. Ultimately, all will acknowledge him as Lord, whether willingly or not, when he returns in glory. Until then, what about us, who acknowledge him as our Lord already? The apostle answers that question when he writes, "Your attitude should be the same as Christ." In spite of all that is unique and radically different about the person and work of Christ, Christians are to have this attitude of self-sacrificing humility and love for others. We can see that in the phrase, the first opening phrase that Paul uses, have this mind among yourselves. Paul is pleading with the Philippians to live in harmony, to lay aside their discords, to shed their personal ambitions and their pride and their desire for prominence and prestige, but to have in their hearts that humble, selfless desire to serve, which was the essence of the life of Christ. For unity to be accomplished among Christians or even in the world, people need to act in humility and with love. That should also encourage us as Christians to have unity among ourselves as the people of God, the Holy Christian Church. The strong and ancient enemies of unity are pride or conceit and selfishness. Only where those enemies, pride, conceit, and selfishness, are displaced by humility and self-sacrifice is true unity possible to do the work of the Lord. This self-effacing and self-giving humility is the Christians when they place themselves into Christ Jesus, who went a way that was the divine way, the very opposite of the way willed by Satan, who said, instead of serving like God, he said we should be like gods. The servant Messiah's way of self-giving was the one that Paul points to, and that is the one that took him to the cross, and thus to universal lordship to the glory of God the Father. The greatest characteristic of Jesus' life was humility, obedience, and self-renunciation. He did not desire to dominate people, but only to serve them. He did not desire his own way, but only God's way. He did not desire to exalt himself, but only to renounce all his glory for the sake of mankind. Again and again, the New Testament is sure that the only man who humbles himself will be exalted. For instance, Jesus says that in Luke 14:11, Luke 18:14, Matthew 23:12. If humility, obedience, and self-renunciation were the supreme characteristics of the life of Jesus, must also be the hallmarks of every Christian. Selfishness, self-seeking, and self-display destroy our likeness to Christ and our fellowship with one another. So when we find ourselves with those kind of qualities in ourselves, we need to come humbly before our Lord, confess them, and receive his forgiveness. For that is what he came on earth to do, to suffer and die on the cross in great humility for us and for our salvation, that we might have forgiveness of sins and look forward to that day when we will live with him eternally, because we have been raised from the dead, which he himself did on that first Easter, the Sunday that we're celebrating this week. Yes, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient. He expects that also of us who have been saved and forgiven, who have been made new through holy baptism. The Spirit worked upon us in baptism and works upon us to this day through word and sacrament. He does so that as God's new creatures through Jesus Christ, we too can humbly serve others, and we can be obedient servants of God, obedient servants of God in our family, in our church, in our vocation, and in our society. So let's pray that we may continue to do that. Lord Jesus Christ, how can we ever thank you enough for humbly working out salvation for us? You want us to have the same humble mind among ourselves, so we need the power of the Holy Spirit to inspire us to be loving, obedient, and humble. Send us that Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Save your way.